Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A certified mentor with New Jersey's Southeast Chapter of Score, here's your host, Michael Pappas. Welcome to another edition of Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas. Women business owners face the same challenges as their male counterparts: finding good employees, raising capital, getting customers or clients, and managing regulatory compliance. But women business owners may face challenges that are unique to them. According to Business News Daily, the seven biggest challenges to women-owned businesses today are: 1. Making an authoritative first impression. 2. Achieving work-life balance. 3. Finding a support system. 4. Handling unsolicited advice. 5. Being lonely. 6. Battling unrealistic expectations. And 7. Overcoming self-doubt. Women's role in business is constantly expanding, especially in recent years. In fact, the news is full of headlines highlighting increases in female entrepreneurship. Women are starting more new businesses than ever, employing more people, and earning more. At first glance, these results are quite promising. There are many women who get involved in business, whether that's as entrepreneurs, investors, small business owners, micro business owners, board members, or corporate leaders. Additionally, there are women of all different backgrounds in business, women of various cultures, races, religions, lifestyles, financial classes, and life experiences. In the U.S., Georgia, Oregon, Idaho, Nevada, and South Dakota rank among the top states for women-owned businesses in terms of overall numbers, employment, and revenue. By the same measures, the top cities for women-owned businesses are Detroit, Michigan, Charlotte, North Carolina, Atlanta, Georgia, Austin, Texas, and San Antonio, Texas. These are especially interesting statistics because you might assume that highly populated cities like Chicago or New York would have more female-owned businesses due to the sheer numbers of people living there. In reality, it appears that less populated cities and states have more women-owned businesses, and those businesses are successful in terms of revenue and employment. What drives women to start their own businesses anyway? Per the 2019 Visa State of Female Entrepreneurship Report, the top motivator for women to start a business was to pursue a passion, 48%. Other top motivators include financial independence, 43%, flexibility, 41%, earning potential, 36%, better work-family balance, 32%, and the power to create their own environment, 27%. The same report found that 79% of female entrepreneurs in the United States feel more empowered today than they did 5 years ago. This could be one reason why women feel confident enough to pursue a business in their area of passion. According to the annual Guidant Small Business Trends report, the vast majority of women business owners come from Gen X, those born between 1965 and 1980, at 68.9%. Meanwhile, 19.42% are baby boomers, those born between 1946 and 1964. And 10.68% are millennials, those born between 1981 and 1996. Female business owners also tend to be younger than their male cohorts. The Guidant report indicated the average business owner, male or female, was equally likely to belong to either the baby boom generation or Gen X. In comparison, women business owners are 23% more likely to be part of Gen X than male business owners. Men and women tend to seek financing for the same reasons: to start or grow their businesses. However, men are more likely than women to pursue financing to aid when launching a product, 26% of men compared to 22% of women. How do female business owners get started in the first place? According to the 2019 Visa State of Female Entrepreneurship Report, 61% of women self-funded their businesses. 10% of female business owners received small business loans. 10% got funding from one investor. 8% got partial funding from investors. 7% received all the funding they requested from several investors. And 4% didn't get any funding from investors. Another way to pursue funding is through a grant. Back in April, Score New Jersey ran a contest for women-owned small businesses. It was funded by the Lester, Muriel, and Edie Frazier Women's Entrepreneur Fund for SCORE New Jersey. The two winners of the contest would each receive a $4,000 grant for their business. Each business would submit an application telling the name, their products and or services offered, length of time in business, a description of the market need and how they identify the need, their typical customer, the uniqueness of their product and or service, how their product and or service is different from the competition, an estimate of revenues for the next 2 years, and finally, if they won, how they would use the grant. The entries were reviewed by a panel of SCORE mentors and 10 finalists were selected. Those finalists then had the opportunity to make a pitch of their business to a panel of SCORE mentors. If they wished, the finalists would be paired with a SCORE mentor to help them prepare their pitch. During the week beginning May 15th, the finalists made their virtual pitch presentation to the panel. The panel then chose two winners. As an added perk, each finalist was given the opportunity to be a guest on SCORE Business Points to talk about their participation in the contest and about their business. Last week, I spoke with one of the finalists in the contest. This week, I have as my guest, Lori Cornett, another of the finalists in this contest. Lori is the owner of Link Gear, LLC. Welcome to SCORE Business Points, Lori.
Well, thank you so much, Michael. Thank you for having me.
Please tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, your business background, and your business.
Well, this is my first experience with developing a business. My background is in project management through both personal and professional experience. And I do have an MBA with a project management concentration. Link Gear is my very first venture into the world of entrepreneurship. And that started with the development of my product, which is called CycleSoul, in 2015. I established Link Gear in 2017 as the business entity to continue development of the product and the brand.
Well, as I said, you were one of the finalists in this year's SCORE New Jersey Pitch Contest. Can you tell the listeners how you heard about SCORE and the contest?
So I learned about SCORE when I was living in Chicago in 2015 and started thinking about the idea of CycleSoul being a potentially viable product. As I looked into how to go about starting a business, I learned about the very wide range of services that the SBA offers. And although I had not intentionally sought out SCORE because I did not know about it beforehand, I discovered SCORE and came across the organization doing some research on just general business support services. And since then, I have made very good use of SCORE's wide range of services, including mentors. In 2017, when I was in Oregon and began work with my first mentor there on the little bit further development of CycleSoul.
You were in Oregon, so you've been all over, I gather.
Yeah, for work and family. And then I heard about the Women-Owned Business Pitch Contest through the SCORE newsletter. I'm on the newsletter email and also mailing list for their courses and services and other opportunities.
I see. Okay, so you've taken great advantage of SCORE by getting on their list and utilizing their webinars, your seminars, or...
Yes, SCORE provides a broad variety of webinars that are, you know, free for as a service to entrepreneurs, and they cover everything from funding to manufacturing to marketing to finances, and it runs the gambit, and they're really, really very helpful and accessible.
Well, I know that part because I'm part of SCORE, so.
That's right.
All right. I know that the contest allowed you to work with a SCORE mentor, so did you decide to work with a mentor?
Yes, I did. And I was very grateful for that. I was excited to have a mentor specifically for that project and that it was a perk to being part of the contest. And with previous experience that I have had with mentors, I knew that it was going to be a good support for me in that project.
I see. And well, why don't you give your SCORE mentor a little shout out?
I'd be happy to. Michelle Mullings is the mentor that was assigned to me specifically for the pitch preparation, and she has been an enormous help to me as a sounding board and a coach. Her feedback on how to clearly describe CycleSoul to a general audience hearing about it for possibly the first time was invaluable in writing the grant to the audience that it needed to reach.
Oh, I see. And Do you continue? Are you going to continue working with Maureen, with Michelle, or another mentor, or what?
Yeah, so Michelle has very graciously offered to be available for future needs, and I have called upon her for input on another grant application with another organization since then. And I know she will be available and able to provide valuable support going forward as well.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. That means we're doing our job.
Yes, and I also have mentors that represent the manufacturing industry, the financials, and then a general business background mentor that helps me with all sorts of questions about the running a business in general.
I see. Okay. Well, that's good. You're taking real advantage of using a whole bunch of mentors. Great. Well, from your application, I said that you've been in business since 2017. So how did you actually get started?
Well, CycleSoul, originally called the Clipper, became what could be considered a minimally viable product in about 2016. And that came about because I had the idea for a cycling shoe cover as a cyclist and was wondering how to do something with that idea. So I started shopping around different resources. I started stopping in at makerspaces in Chicago, which seemed to be popping up, you know, all over at that time, talking with people, engineers, and makers of all sorts. And I would attend different cycling events in the city to connect with people in those professions who were also cyclists. So I met a couple of designers, and I ultimately hired them as outside contractors to do the design work. They were both cyclists and commuters, so they understood the product and the need, and they were a great source of inspiration and technical expertise. So with the design pretty close to final, I had some prototypes made at a small injection mold tooling shop in Chicago and kind of left it right there for that at that time because, you know, life and work commitments kept me from focusing on it more than as much as I needed to. So I decided that I would seek a patent to protect the design, you know, pending further development of CycleSoul and the Elite Gear brand overall. Mm-hmm. So, and as I look back on that time, I am reminded of the serendipitous connections with people or bits of information that made each next step forward, you know, possible along the way. And so I got started, I guess you could say, just by acting on those connections, interacting with people, realizing the value or usefulness of a piece of information or a person that I had met. And I did a lot of research on the available resources and strategies for the product development. And pretty soon the getting started had turned into the doing.
Well, Laurie, how did you get the funding to start your business?
So Link Gear is 100% bootstrapped with my investment of time and effort at this point. However, I'm at the point where funding is needed to move forward into the manufacturing phase. So a crowdfunding campaign is planned for mid-November as part of the larger launch campaign. And in the meantime, I am submitting grant applications and updating the business plan information for both family and friends and investor opportunities.
Well, your business mission statement reads, to develop and market products that optimize opportunities to incorporate recreational and fitness activities into people's daily lives, enhancing personal health and agency while increasing awareness of the intersection of human activity and the natural world. What or who inspired you to go into this business?
Well, in the case of Link Gear, the product was actually the impetus for the business. You know, coming up with ideas for filling a gap or solving a problem is something I'm always thinking about. And when it comes to solutions or gadgets that could help make something easier or allow something to be done, you know, I love the thrill of coming across a product that solves a problem, and especially those that inspire you to say, oh, finally, someone came up with that. Why did it take so long? So with CycleSoul, that is absolutely the case. The people who are aware of CycleSoul and our cyclists are very excited because it definitely is one of those, why did this take so long? So when I thought about CycleSoul, I just started thinking about the solution for walking in cleated cycling shoes, which is a real nuisance and problem, can be a little bit dangerous, a little awkward, And I thought, well, if cycling needs a product that solves a problem, other areas of recreation surely have the same issues, and the people who, you know, participate in those areas of recreation probably have ideas for what could help them in making recreation more a part of their own life. And so when the name Link Gear popped into my mind, I knew that it left the door open to that larger world of recreation and not just cycling. And you know, as they say, it's all about the gear. And the motto for Link Gear is Link Your Gear, Your Life.
I see. Well, it, as you said, your current product is Cycle Soul. So explain to the listeners what this is and why, and I think you've already said so, but why you decided particularly on this product.
Well, Cycle Soul is a slip-on shoe cover that is worn over cycling shoes that are outfitted with a cleat or a clip. So it protects the cleat, it protects the sole of the shoe, and it also protects walking surfaces that you walk on with that steel clip or plastic clip. And it provides a more natural and comfortable walking stride. Walking in cycling shoes can be unsafe because the sole of the shoe is very slippery. It's very uncomfortable and very awkward. You know, anyone who has done so or watched someone walking in cycling shoes knows how awkward and limiting it is. And as a cyclist, I had experienced the limitations of transitioning from riding to doing something else, you know, during the course of that ride. Cycling shoes have a real benefit, but when you want to go off and do something else, like just ride to work and go into a parking garage or a workplace or a coffee shop or the library, or having to walk across gravel or cinders, the protection from Cycle Soul allows you to do that with very little interference with that transition from riding into your life. And because there are real benefits to riding with cleats, it's something that people don't want to give up, but Cycle Soul will help them have the benefit of the cleat and to take advantage of the opportunities that come their way during any given day.
Well, all right. I'm not familiar at all with what you're talking about. What do you say? What is it, riding with cleats versus, you know, how does that help the cyclist?
So a cleat at the under the shoe clips into a pedal so that your foot stays on the pedal in the same position, and it also keeps your foot from slipping on the pedal. For instance, if you were, you know, riding with any speed, or if you're riding in wet weather, your foot could slide off of the pedal, which can be very dangerous. And it also transfer the power of your legs through the entire cycle of the pedals, rather than just having the power predominantly on the down stroke of a cycle of pedaling.
Okay.
So it increases the efficiency of your pedaling. It makes it safer. But the payoff is that you have this very awkward walk because you have the cleat under the ball of your foot. The sole is extremely rigid and does not bend. And they're slippery, so there's some safety issues as well.
Yeah.
And so this cycling shoe is just kind of a pull-on polyurethane silicone rubber shoe cover that rolls up and fits in your bag. It's flexible and washable, and you can take it with you and slip it on whenever you want to walk into a building, that especially buildings that prohibit cycling shoes in, for instance, their lobbies, because they are kind of a liability issue.
I can see with cleats and a very rigid sole being a real problem just trying to walk alone. And the cleats, if you're on a carpet or on a stone, if you're especially going into buildings on stone, that's got to be tough. Well, so who's the typical purchaser of this product? I mean, besides, I assume, professional cyclists, but who else?
Well, so the market for Cycle Soul really includes anyone who rides for virtually any purpose. For commuting, for employment, for instance, messengers, delivery people who ride for employment, for fitness, indoor or outdoor, just your general transportation, even if you're not commuting to work, but just a general transportation, for leisure, and like you said, for competition. Indoor cycling, either home-based or in clubs or studios, is part of that overall market too. There are 52 million riders in the U.S. as of end of 2022. In a cycling market worth $8.2 billion in the U.S. And the global market for cycling shoes is a little over $1 billion globally.
Wow.
That's about 3 to 5% of the entire global footwear market is cycling shoes. So wow. There are a lot of people who see the advantage of cycling shoes, but also want to incorporate them into their life a little better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So a typical Cycle Soul customer is someone who incorporates riding into their day, running errands, socializing, joining group events, and also those, like I said, people who are on a Peloton or a similar machine, you know, they would have to walk over maybe wood floors in their home, slick tile floors in a health club or a studio as they are entering or exiting without having to take off their shoes. They're walking in their cycling shoes. And it limits what they might want to do after their cycling class, maybe going into a pub or a coffee shop without having to change their shoes. They can just slip on a cycle sole.
Oh, okay. Well, how do you intend to market this product?
Well, the product will be manufactured through an injection mold process, and the marketing for the product will be focused on the cycling community, obviously, but also the sales will be through local independently owned cycling stores, as well as through the Cycle Soul website. So the marketing will be heavily toward the support of local cycling shops and through interaction with large cycling organizations within the United States and globally.
Okay. Now that this product has been patented, do you intend to license the patent to manufacturers, or do you intend to manufacture this yourself?
Well, I received the patent in fall of 2022, as you mentioned. I filed the application in spring of 2017, but with pandemic delays and appeals and amendments, the process took a little longer than anticipated. But like many things, the timing has worked out well, because I'm on the East Coast now, which has quite a robust manufacturing capacity and a very strong score network. So now I'm working on the manufacturing here. Again, the product will be made in the U.S. with sustainable materials. So I'm working with manufacturers now, getting quotes on various portions of the manufacturing process. So it'll be manufactured here, and it will be manufactured through Link Gear.
Okay. So you're not licensing that this out to any other manufacturer at all?
No, not at this time.
Not at this time. I see. Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit more about your business. What other fitness and recreational products does your company offer at this time?
Well, Cycle Soul is the premier and only product being offered at this time. The focus is 100% on that. There are a couple of other products in the very early design phases. In time, I would like Link Gear to be a resource for those who may have an idea of their own, a solution or an enhancement for a product that they would like to see available in the market that would maybe support their recreation. And by building relationships with those idea people, Link Gear could be the partner that brings their idea to life in a mutually beneficial way. Creating and developing and manufacturing products in the U.S. whenever possible is an essential aspect of the Link Gear mission.
Okay. So you intend to be USA all the way, as they say, right?
As much as I possibly can, yes.
Okay.
We have to up our capacity and our areas of expertise a little bit, but I am going to do all I can to support local.
Oh, good. Well, let the listeners know your website. And if you have social media, please let them know about that as well.
Okay. Link Gear is at www.link-gear.com and also on LinkedIn. Facebook and Instagram are at Link Gear Life. And all of these sites are in pre-launch status, but they do provide information about the company and about Cycle Soul.
All right. Well, that's all been very interesting, because this is something that I'm sure the cycling industry definitely would be interested in. So is there anything else you would like the listeners to know about yourself and Link Gear and Cycle Soul?
Well, Cycle Soul is a kind of passion project, but I think it's a passion project that has a far, far reach. And you know, in terms of starting a business, huge learning curve in starting a business, but for those people out there who are thinking about or are in the early stages of starting a new business, You know, please know that there are many resources for you in every aspect of business through the SBA and its partner organizations. SCORE is an essential resource because SCORE volunteer mentors are neutral parties, and they're there to help just you. They have the expertise and the experience. You can have more than one to cover different areas of expertise to advise on virtually every aspect or stage of a business, and it's at no cost to you. So these are real relationships that will give you the confidence and reassurance when you need it. And, you know, as I look back on how I followed the trail that kind of developed in front of me toward developing CycleSoul, you know, people can encounter others who you don't anticipate being a resource for you or providing a connection for you, but often unexpectedly a connection or a resource develops and you have the information that could be useful to you. So keep an eye and ear out for that. And remember to thank those people who give you that advice or provide you with that piece of information, and reciprocate when you can and share that knowledge and follow up on any lead or connection, because you just never know where it will take you and what the next step will be that it sets you on the next path.
Well, Lori, that's very profound. And thank you very much for taking the time out to be on SCORE Business Points.
Well, thank you so much, Michael. It's been a real pleasure.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
As women gain more power and influence in the world of business, they bring with them fresh ideas and innovations. Across a wide range of industries, greater gender equality helps to create new products, services, and businesses. Not only does this benefit organizations, but it's also good for consumers, giving them more choices that are more relevant to them. My guest, Lori Cornett, is a prime example of this. Her CycleSoul is a product long needed by the cycling world, and she is making sure it is available to them. Although the representation of women in leadership roles is still an issue, it has improved in recent years. Furthermore, women in these positions bring with them a unique set of skills and competencies that can help to enact change. If you would like more information about this show, or for that matter, any past SCORE Business Point show, you may email me at sbp@wbnj.org. That's sbp@wbnj.org. If there's any topic you'd like to hear discussed on SCORE Business Points, or you have a comment about this show or any past show, you may email me at the same address, sbp@wbnj.org. Are you a small business owner who has overcome a business problem? Maybe you would like to let the listeners know how you did it. If so, send me an email at sbp@wbnj.org. Again, that's sbp@wbnj.org. Or maybe you're a subject matter expert and would like to pass on your knowledge to the listeners. I can be reached at the same email address, sbp@wbnj.org. Again, it's sbp@wbnj.org. As you may be aware, SCORE provides free business mentoring and education to the small business owner or potential small business owner. The education takes the form of webinars or in-person seminars. The Southeast chapter of SCORE holds these webinars and in-person seminars throughout the year at various locations in Ocean, Atlantic, and Cape May counties. To learn more about what webinars and in-person seminars are being held, go to score.org/southeastnj. That's score.org/southeastnj and click on Local Workshops in the top navigation. Once there, you can click on any one of the webinars or in-person seminars listed to learn more about it and how to register. That's all the time I have for today. I would again like to thank my guest, Lori Cornett, for taking time out of her day to be a guest on SCORE Business Points. Tune in next week for more SCORE Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas, saying so long until then.
For those who may not be familiar with SCORE, SCORE is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They've been doing this for over 50 years because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA. And thanks to a network of 11,000 plus volunteers, they're able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information on how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from SCORE, you can visit score.org/southeastnj. That's score.org/southeastnj. If you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at wbnj.org. Score Business Points is a production of the New Jersey Southeast chapter of Score and 91.9 WBNJ. For those who may not be familiar with SCORE, SCORE is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They've been doing this for over 50 years because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA. And thanks to a network of 11,000 plus volunteers, they're able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information on how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from SCORE, you can visit score.org/southeastnj. That's score.org/southeastnj. If you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at wbnj.org. SCORE Business Points is a production of the New Jersey Southeast chapter of SCORE and 91.9 WBNJ.